insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Let us listen to the 38th verse of Surah Rum, and we'll be back with the explanation and a closer look on the contents of this verse of this surah.
فآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون
So give the relative his right, as well as the needy and the traveler. That is best for those who desire the countenance of Allah. And it is they who will be the successful.
So, brothers and sisters, as you listen to the verse, you understand that this verse, this 38th verse of Surah Ar-Rum, is telling us that the real owner of properties is Allah. And then it is He who defines how the properties must be used. فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ So give what is due to kindred, the needy, and the wayfarer. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ That is best for those who seek the pleasure of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ And those are they that are prosperous. So, because the real owner of properties is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, In spending out and helping others, relatives are prior to every other one either. That is why the Almighty Allah is the one who defines how these properties must be used. In the very first place, the al-qurba, the kindred. Then it comes to the turn for needy, wal-miskeen, and then the wayfarer, wabn al-sabil. So this verse says, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ At the time of affluence, you should not think that whatever provision you have, you are the owner of it. But others have a share in it too. Among them are your relatives and the needy who are paralytic because of the intensity of poverty, and also those reputable persons who are far from home. And as the result of an event, they have remained in the way and are in need of help. Those are called wayfarers. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ And the application of the Arabic word حَقَّهُ that is mentioned in the beginning part of this verse. فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ So give what is due to the kindred, ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ In this holy verse, is pointing to this fact that they have a share in man's properties. And if one pays something to them, he has paid their own right to them, and he has no reproach over them. Some of the commentators have considered the addressee in this verse as the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have rendered the Quranic phrase, the al-qurba, kindred, to the relatives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we will talk more after the break.
فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ
So, brothers and sisters, we were talking about this 38th verse, and we were saying that the real owner of the properties is Allah. So, as a result, it is He who must define how these properties are to be used. فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ It explicitly states that you have to give what is due to the kindred, to the needy and the wayfarer, and it says حَقَّهُ. It doesn't say that you are giving what you are giving as a charity. No, you are giving him his own right. حَقَّهُ, his right, his what is due to him, due to kindred. So it is pointing to the fact that they have a share in your properties. Anyway, we were saying that some of the commentators have mentioned that actually the addressee of this verse is the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that when it says ذَلْ قُرْبَى, the kindred, they believe that this is referring to the relatives of the Prophet. A famous narration from Abu Sa'id Khidri as well as others indicates that when this verse was sent down, the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam bestowed fadak on Fatima alayha salam and delivered it to her. So this could be one of the important things when it comes to haqq, when it comes to this part of the verse, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. But of course, this does not necessarily limit the defining actually principle that exists in this very verse, that it can be applied in any kind of other situation as well. This very meaning has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam and of course Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and the content of this tradition has been mentioned in a very detailed narration from Hadrat Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, containing the dialogue of the Lady of Islam, Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, with Abu Bakr. Anyway, as we were saying regarding this verse, there are other commentators that have taken the addressee in this verse as general. And those commentators believe that it includes the Prophet ﷺ and other people as well. And according to this commentary, all people are obliged not to neglect the right of their relatives. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.